Maybe for Halloween, we should go as Blink-182 and just come in naked.
Sounds good to me.
Somebody says the app that they're watching the show on is on the come. They love it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people watching on the Twitter machines today, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, download, subscribe, do all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Get with it, baby. Local news at its best. On October 29th, Channel 9 in Oklahoma City tweets out, as the 2024 college football season kicks off, fans across the country are excited. Kicks off? It's November.
Didn't it kick off in August? I could be wrong.
News. Nobody's buying that.
Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Toe, is where we go on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, Abuelitos, I think is how you say it. Taco Tuesday, 5 for $5.99. Side of chips and queso. I eat
that. Are you eating that?
No.
Can you see it on the screen, Mac?
It's a macaroni and cheese hot dog taco.
Can you see that on
yes,
the screen?
I can see that. That
cut
looks
it,
foul.
Cut it. Cut no. it. Something absolutely about that hard shell of that taco.
Hard
man.
Shell taco with a hot dog sliced in half, topped with mac and cheese
but is this
and
weird?
Tomatoes.
Is this weird? Dice those hot dogs up, mix in the mac and cheese, and I'll use the taco shell as like a chip to scoop and eat it?
Why wouldn't you eat this, though? This doesn't look that bad. It's like Kraft mac and cheese on top of two hot dogs and a hard shell. Would you crush chips over the top of your hot dog and mac and cheese? Probably would.
No, not really.
Yeah, you probably would. If somebody said, try it, you're like, okay. Like, that doesn't look too bad.
Mm-hmm. Start Bench Cut.
We know you needed a soft shell.
Dusty and Mac with this week's probably. Edition of Start Bench Cut.
It is weird how the soft shell kind of does make that seem a little more.
It's just that
appetizing.
Hard. It's that hard shell mixed with that wiener, man. Like I don't like that bite ratio.
I'm I can understand
gonna,
that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go crunch, and then all of a sudden, I'm just going to get, like, soft wiener and mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese and gooey mac and cheese.
Now, you put it, like, in a tortilla, I'd tell myself I'm eating like a wrap.
Yeah. Like, so if, I think that, it makes if sense. That was, like, artisanal mac and cheese on top of an artisanal hot dog and a soft shell, and it came served in one of those taco serving things with, like, three tacos, you'd be on top of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's a place downtown, and is it Michael Smith's is the name of the place, I think? Duck Tongue Tacos.
Duck Tongue Tacos?
Yes.
That gives me anxiety.
Okay.
Good.
Really good?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been about a decade since I've had them, but it,
by the
really
way,
good.
Shout out to the text line and Twitter. The Whiskey Snug is the place you need to go to.
In Weston.
In Weston, right. Yeah.
Whiskey shout out to
there. That's the place with the library,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Good spot.
Oh, they have a library?
Yeah.
Sounds
what? No, thanks for listening. No, it looks like a library.
Oh, it looks like a library. Yeah, it was like an hour and a half ago. What do you mean?
No, it's like an old-timey bookstore, you know? Everything in Weston's old-timey.
They have the spiral staircase that goes up. You can see these like, little oversized chairs. Yeah, they're tight. They do like little whiskey flights that are good. Like
cool.
Three little.
Ooh,
it's good.
Love that.
I love it. All right, Start Pitch Cut. Jay Southland, tell what we got, Mac.
Starting with the sports, stat guy, cliche guy, or the optimistic guy? The guy's like, dude, we're still in it, man. 20-0, 5
optimistic
minutes
guy can get the F out of my house.
Wow.
Yeah, goodbye. All right. Cliche guy, I'll bench you because I love a good cliche when you don't expect it. Like, I don't like the one that, like, sets it up. Like, you know what they say? It's not over until it's over.
That's right.
But, like, the guy that'll just, like, randomly come in that's, like, distressed and disheveled looking, and he's just like, just another day in paradise. You're like, you didn't know that you did that. And then I'm starting stat guy. I love the random stat guy that thinks he's going to blow you away or gives you a stat that we did on our show. You know, Andy Reid's 21-4 after the bye. Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I love you because you're trying. You're doing homework. Shows you care. That's just me, though.
I see. I'm starting the optimistic guy. I'd rather be surrounded with somebody who's optimistic than the guy sitting in his basement complaining about they didn't get a corner. But yeah, like that guy drives me nuts.
Eeyores.
So I'll start optimistic guy. I'll bench cliche guy, and stat guy can get the hell out of here.
I don't care.
I don't care about your stats.
Well, I'm going to start myself because I'm probably the stat guy. And then, yeah, optimistic guy. I feel the same way. Get out of my house. I do not need your optimism and your happiness while I'm pissed off and we're down three scores.
What are you mad, though? There's nothing to be, like, the last 10 years, there's literally been nothing to be pissed off about in Kansas City sports.
Yeah,
but that still doesn't mean that I want an optimist. I mean, yeah, but we're not talking about that. Also, I watch more than just Chiefs games and root for more than just teams that are the Chiefs.
Well,
so
a lot of
cliche
good
guys
for
are
you.
Bench.
Yeah. I do. I root for players.
Yes, I root for people.
Like
yes.
I root for, they're like I root for. Yeah,
not root. Even just in the NFL, but like college, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
NBA.
College, I root for Colorado, obviously, because I love the prime stuff. But I, you know, I'll I'll watch a good game. I love that.
I saw somebody suggest yesterday that Alabama should fire Kalen DeBoer and hire Dion.
Stephen A. says
I think it was Stephen A. That's who it was.
He said Florida State, Alabama, and somebody else. Matt just rolled his eyes. Yeah, Matt just rolled
his eyes. Now if you're Dion and you got it working in Colorado, what are you going to leave there for?
Well, his kids are gone. Now you get the biggest payday.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that part of the
Shiloh
equation.
Shiloh will be back, but Shador's gone.
A lot of money. Yeah, steak, chicken, salmon.
Tough, dude.
I'm starting salmon, benching chicken, cutting steak.
I am surprised. Starting steak, benching salmon, cutting chicken.
Okay.
I'm going to start steak, bench chicken, cut salmon, which sucks because I love fish and I love salmon.
That's why these are tough.
Yeah.
How you doing?
That's a good one. Yeah. Start steak, though. Wow. Cutting steak, Bob.
Easy.
He's probably easy. Like, I've had
steak,
it enough.
But, you know, I'm just not, like, the older I get, the more I'm conscious about.
I'm always interested to know why people don't like salmon. Because it's not fishy to me.
Well,
like,
because
to me,
the word
it's
about
meaty.
Salmon is if you buy the farm raised, they eat each other's poop. And so people are like, oh, that's.
Didn't have that on my checklist.
Well,
I'm just like, I'm just always like, let me cook some salmon. And sometimes, like, you know, like, say you're like dating a girl and you're like, do you like salmon? Ew, no. You're like, when's the last time you had it? It's like, I don't know. I just don't like it. Like, grill it, put like a little butter, like lemon, lime, like a lemon, lime, or a, like a.
I'm going to tell you what, the sand trap out in Martin City has some of the best, like, blackened salmon that you can find. Oh my God, it's so good.
Dear God.
You got your bed of romaine. Let's go.
That's another one that's good on the Blackstone. You
salmon?
Just go get a bunch of salmon fillets, just lay them out.
I've not done of that. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
All right.
Cut you up a Caesar salad in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Put the bowl in the fridge while you're doing all of it.
Right. Yeah.
Salmon on the Blackstone. Flip, flip, flip. Season. Throw a little butter down there. Splash it up. Boom. Talk about it.
Got your entree. Need your starter soup, salad, breadsticks.
I'm starting the salad, benching the soup, and kicking the breadsticks to the curb.
Man, tough. I think I'm starting salad, benching breadsticks. Soup can get lost. Soup's good for like 3 months a year.
Same.
I know, but when it's that 3 months,
I know,
though,
dude.
Yeah, it's damn good.
That lobster bisque at the Bristol, man. Just something different about a bisque.
I like a can of Campbell's. This guy's going with lobster bisque.
I mean, I'll
Bristol,
do that, right? too. I like Campbell's chicken noodle soup more than any chicken noodle soup in the world. I don't care if you make it fresh made. Grilled cheese and soup. Oh.
Grilled cheese tomato soup. Yes.
No
you
doubt.
You want me to throw up? I haven't touched it since I was 3 years old.
Tomato
We've
soup?
Gone through this.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Especially
about
vegetable soup.
Yeah.
Also, who's burning pasta?
Yeah, what is that?
I knew it. I've been waiting all day.
Can we get to that? Who has ever burned pasta?
Have you met my wife? No. I'm just,
I any young men over there? Like, yeah. I mean...
I don't know, man. Like, I hear that from Boomer and Sison all the time. Stop burning your pasta.
Burning pasta. Is there a burning pasta crisis in America today that we need to get to the bottom of?
I don't know. Last one's Halloween themed.
Yeah, yeah. Your dessert, Reese's. I almost said it wrong. Reese's, Kit Kat, Snickers.
I'm going to go that order.
Start bench cut?
Yeah.
God, yeah. You definitely start Reese's.
For sure.
There's nothing better than a Reese's peanut butter cup.
So good.
The only one that's better is the Christmas tree because it doesn't have any of the hard edges.
Yeah, right. The tree or the pumpkin. It's all in
bunny,
one category.
Yeah.
Like, all that Reese's stuff
the
is
egg,
just amazing.
The egg's the
egg,
one that makes
it.
Your toes curl.
It does.
Like, the egg, I mean, I'll commit adultery on those Reese's eggs, dude. And I'm not even married, man.
Yeah. Those Reese's
I'm
eggs
serious,
are unbelievable.
Dude. Like, they just, like, it's like you eat, and they even make the mini ones. Which, why are you doing that?
Why do
like,
I need a mini?
Popping 50 of those.
Feel better to eat three of those than three of the regular size ones.
I don't
ones.
Care, man. Give me some Reese's every day. They got a Reese's Ooh. Ice cream thing now that is just,
it's
I mean.
Dumb. Yeah, like, don't do it. Like,
it's like solid peanut butter ice cream coated in chocolate. Like,
Where's this at, Hy-Vee?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Oh, my God.
Good. On the come.
On the come.
Yeah, I think I start Reese's, bench Snickers, and cut Kit Kat.
Same.
Because I think Snickers, a cold Snickers at the turn on the golf course.
A frozen finish, Snickers ice cream is good, too, though.
Damn. I mean, dude. Yeah. I mean, a Snickers bar on the golf course out of the refrigerator from the cute little cart lady that has them in her cart, too. Man, it's something different. Something different. I'm glad they brought the vein back in the Snickers.
It what?
Was, you didn't know that? They took the little vein out.
There was a vein in the Snickers?
You never noticed that?
Okay.
It's a true thing. And they took it out, and then everyone was like,
it's
weirded
a meme
out
on Twitter.
Like,
yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's a real thing. And that's the separational gap here.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, seriously, took the vein out of the Snickers. They thought it was a phallic symbol looking.
Where was this vein?
It's on the top
it's
of the Snickers.
It's on the top of you.
On the top of the Snickers?
I'll go get one in the
no,
thing.
No, I understand what you're saying. Like, this is now bothering people?
And then they took it out, and then it was like, this isn't the same. Vein back in.
Oh, my God.
I ain't done. Coming up on the other
people
side.
People need lives. Seriously, focus on you.
No, people need veins in their Snickers.